This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cock, lock, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at the Powerhouse in Communications, Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Jason. I'm Vincent Finelli. Hour number one, Kathy will be with us. And we're going to teach you how to save some money. And depression style. Now, for the second great depression we're in. And hour number two, we're going to teach you about what is happening in the stock market with the manipulations, with the game shares. So that'll be Bert. And Gwyneth, I got an email from Gwyneth, and she will be back, she says, in about 2 weeks. So I'm thinking 2 or 3 weeks. Now, there's no rush. Her seat is still warm. It's not going anywhere. It's for her. And so I think Gwyneth will be back in 2 or 3 weeks. That'll be on Wednesdays. As you know, she fell off her horse. And she broke some ribs and collarbone. And, I mean, she really got banged up, punctured a lung. And she was having a tough go of it. And while she was on pain meds, I think she thought she was doing better than she actually was. And that's what happens with pain meds. So I think as they're being weaned off, she's healing faster now. That's my guess. And I'm looking forward to having Gwyneth come back. Gwyneth, we miss you, and we're in your corner. And I'm your biggest fan. If you like the kind of broadcast we've been doing lately, teaching, not in specifically just automotive, but sharing these thoughts about things that we have observed here at the farm, better ways of doing things, ways of looking at things differently, not necessarily following all the typical methodology of doing things. Let me know, please. Just send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at USAPREPARES.com. Now, if you don't like what I'm doing, you can send me an email about that, too. I'd love to read that. I just want to let you know, Rich wanted to do a broadcast and teach about, how we could help people get an acre or two and build a village and all that. Well, the response has been underwhelming. One person sent me an email, said I'd like to hear more about it, and another person called me and said he wanted to meet me and talk about it. He happened to be in a nearby village. He was from out of state. And he's been calling in over the years, and he thought he should show up at the farm and meet me. I explained to him that we don't do that. That's over. I don't entertain people who I don't know anymore. That's over. There's no more expos, no more coming to the farm, show and tell. That is over. We're not doing that anymore. So I'm sorry to say that, but that's the way it is. That's the way it's the new paradigm. I don't have the time for it. I am just trying to keep our farm afloat. And so in terms of the village, building a village, forget it. There's not enough interest. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste Richard's time. And I'm not going to waste Rich Sheepman's time. I'm not going to waste your time as well. So we'll teach you. We'll teach you things on the radio. We'll teach you things from the book. We'll share our experiences. But in terms of sticking my neck out, putting my money on the line for a wish for people who I can't depend on, forget it. I'm sorry to say it that way. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm a little frosted, but because what I'm watching is the American populace just has become so weak so weak. I actually thought that the Civil War would be in raging by now, but it's not. People have just said, our rights are being trampled. We're being spied on from above and left and right and from forward and behind. And we've got license plate scanners and we've got surveillance everywhere. We're being tracked by the banks, the companies that sell us things, our credit cards. And I thought people would just absolutely have had it. And, with the new bill in Congress to register and tax our guns, I thought, people would just come unglued. No, it's okay. People just don't seem to mind. And so we've become a nation of pansies. And if our enemies worldwide knew how weak we were, they'd just walk over us. It's awful. And we can't even get people to pay attention to the sale price of cans of corn and buy, more than one can. It's unbelievable how weak we have become. Am I saying anything that seems foreign to you?
No. I've had the same problem. I just had a conversation with my son this morning, and we both said we're not mentioning it anymore. If people ask about it, we'll be more than happy to share our thoughts or teach, but I'm not going to waste my time anymore. I'd love to help them, but they just don't care. So, I'm like you, Vince. I kind of given up with mentioning it. Just even people that I know that know what's going on, I don't know if it's just too much work. They just don't want to do anything.
Kathy, at our house, if we want to have heat in the winter, we have to think about that at least 9 months ahead of that time. We have to go out and pull in the firewood, the dead tree limbs, cut down the trees that are about falling over, cut them up, put them in the sun, dry them out, split them, whatever we have to do. That's what we do 9 months or more before we want to use that wood, to dry it out. Then, we haul it and stack it and we cover it up so that rain stays off it, so it stays dry. And then we can burn it, almost a year later. So it is hard. It's thousands and thousands of pounds of wood just to heat the hot water for showers and, the kitchen and the dishwasher and heating the house with, a hydronic heating system. That's what this lifestyle is about. It's planning. And that's why we know things that other people don't know, because they have no clue. They have no clue what this lifestyle is like. I mean, I think they live vicariously. Some people live vicariously through what we talk about, and they go, boy, that'd be pretty cool to do that. But it takes work. I mean, it's 24 hours a day. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about things that I need to do that I know I'm never going to get to do because I don't have the time to do the things that are in front of that. Is it like that for you too, Kathy?
Yeah, I can't sleep very well at night either. I'm the same way. And, I listened to the beginning of the show yesterday with Kyle, and it really resonated with me, the same exactly what he was saying. But I think probably most of the instructors here grew up having to figure things out and to fix things and to have more than one plan. You just didn't have the money to go get it. And I grew up like that too. And now in a way I'm glad because I'm always thinking about how can I do this better if I don't have this, what's my substitution? And I can think that way, but I'm the same way. There's so many things I need to do that I'll never get them done, but I just try to prioritize now.
Yeah, we have daily meetings here at the house, actually, every meal. And I assign somebody around the table to be the note taker, to take the list, write down the list, and hear the things that I'm suggesting. And so we go around the kitchen table, and we say, okay. And I pick a different person to be first each time. It's kind of like grace. I assign somebody to say grace. And that person says grace. That's just the way it is. I'm the head of the household, and as long as I'm alive, it's going to be like that. Well, I assign someone to be first and make suggestions. What do we need? What do we need to fix? What is the priority? What do you think, is first? And then we go around the table, and then we have one person who's the secretary that takes the notes, and then we follow up and make sure we get those things done. That's the way it is. And that's the way it is in business. I mean, people don't go into a business meeting, you know, at the conference room, you know, where they work, and just have a free-for-all. Somebody's in charge, and somebody says, okay, you go first. Here's what's on the agenda. What do you guys think? I mean, that's the way it's done. That's the way we operate our farm. That's the way we operate our family. So, class, you can do that. I mean, you can manage your family as if it's a business, and you should. That doesn't mean beat people up, but it means encourage them to pull their own weight and do their fair share. Because if they don't, they will be ostracized by the family. And you don't want that to happen. So what I do is I encourage everybody to speak his or her mind succinctly. And, you know, nobody wastes anybody's time because, you know, there'll be some comments across the kitchen table if they did. So it's succinct, it's well thought out, and there's an action plan, and we do it. And the responsibilities. Okay, so you thought of that. You own it. Get it done. Tell us tomorrow what happened. Do you need any help? We'll help you. Who do you want to help you? Who should help you? Who's the best person to help you? And does that person have time? That's the way it goes. Any comments about that, Kathy?
You know, Vince, I think you always have to be thinking what you need to do ahead. It's like you said, with planning for your firewood. If you don't plan for it and you don't have it, then you're not going to be able to have heat in your house. Here's an example where I think people just are not aware. A couple weeks ago, I did go to our country grocery store for some essentials, and they have a section where they have markdowns. And this, I saw this in the markdown section. They had yeast marked down. They had flour marked down, dog food, canned goods. All the things that I would look at and say, this is what you should be stocking up on. But it was all the things that were there, like people bought when the whole shutdown first happened. And now they must have too much of it and people aren't buying it. So I snagged a whole bunch of it. I got stuff between 70 and 80% off, most of it. Just because, you know, I know I'm going to use it, but I just think people are, the same thing's going to happen again if we have another lockdown or the economy keeps going the way it is. I just don't know how people are going to be able to afford groceries with just the price that's going up right now.
I absolutely positively agree with you. And so if a can of corn is on sale for 50 cents, sometimes it's 39, if it's on sale, why not buy a case, which would be 12? Why not? You know, if you have four people in the house and all you did was have, and all you had was this case of corn, and you said, let's have a can for each meal. We'll have one can for breakfast, one can for lunch, one can for dinner. That case would last one day.
Yep.
So that's the reality of it. So, class, you can buy when it's on sale. I do not recommend wasting money. As a matter of fact, I get hives just thinking about wasting money. I have a serious allergic reaction to wasting money. I can't do it. If I don't think that I got it for the best available price, I'm not really satisfied. And that brings me to one other thing before we go into the break, and that is giving money away. You know, I listen to corporations saying we need your money, like the Red Cross and other companies. Yeah. And why would you do that? Why would you give money to a bottomless pit where you have no idea where it's going? Just take care of yourself and your family and your friends. That's it, period.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, just one quick comment. So, in the good old days, when I used to go to the big city like Springfield, Missouri, they would have these beggars on the intersections, you know, where the traffic lights were. And they would beg for money, and they staked out and claimed certain intersections. So you'd see the same guy or the same gal on the intersection every day. So it's like they had their own territories. And so I happened to be at one of these intersections, and I pulled into Lowe's, you know, the home supply company. And I saw this car parked in the corner of the parking lot, right near the intersection, you know, about, maybe 500 feet away, maybe 1,000 feet away. And in this car were signs, cardboard signs, like sign of the day. You know, help me, I'm hungry. Help me, I have 2 daughters. Help, you know, all those kinds of things. And a change of clothes, which is change of costumes. So this guy had a nice car. This was a business. This was a begging business. So if you looked at him on the corner, you'd say, oh, poor guy, he's dirty, he's filthy. But if you looked at his car, you'd say, this doesn't sync up. This guy has turned begging into a business. So what I'm saying to you, class, is be really careful where you send your money. Is it going into a bottomless pit? Is it going to airline tickets? Is it going where you think it's going? Is it going into new cars? Is it going into restaurants? Where is it going? Would you spend your money the way that the person or the company who is receiving your money is spending your money? Just like that guy at the restaurant. When we had meetups, there was a guy who'd be at the restaurant, and he didn't have a lot of money. So I would say to the This is when I was running the meetups for 5 years. I would say to the head waitress, see that guy over there in the red shirt? Whatever he orders, I'll pay for that. And what I would do is Mrs. Finelli and I, instead of us having a meal each, I would say, Mrs. Finelli and I will split one meal. So Mrs. Finelli and I typically would have our own meal, but no, we would split one and give the other one to this guy. And then one day I saw that he kept ordering bigger and bigger and more expensive meals, something that I would never order. I might order a hamburger and he'd order something that, you know, cost two or three times as much. Then one day I saw that he had two mixed drinks, got there early, had two mixed drinks and had this great big plate of, you know, very expensive food. And I said to the waitress, he's on his own. Okay? That's abuse. So I didn't do it anymore. That was it. That was the end of it. So what I'm saying is make sure you know where your money's going. Any comments about that, Kathy, before we go into the topic of the day?
Oh, I agree, Vince. I've seen it, too. We had a friend who has a grass-cutting business, landscaping, and he stopped at the corner of one of these guys, and he asked him, hey, I can pay you $12, $13 an hour, and I need help, just seasonal. And the guy said, nope. He said, I can make more standing here than I can. I'm not going to give up this for $12 or $13 an hour. So I'm like you, Vince. I've seen too many stories of our local United Way. The guy, somehow there was fraud of almost $700,000 for the guy who ran it. He spent the money. So I agree with you. People I know, friends and family that are in need, maybe I take my money if somebody's sick and in the hospital, and I take that money and make them a couple meals, or I buy them something that they need. It makes more sense to me than just going into a bottomless pit.
I love what you just said. You take the money, and I don't believe you said you give them the money. I believe you said you take the money and make them a meal. That's the way to do it. Okay, do what you would do with the money, not leave it up to their devices to do whatever they want with the money that you work so hard for. Well said. Kathy, where would you like to start? We were going to talk about coffee and bread today.
Vince, can we talk about making bread first?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, just a little update. My first encounter with a bread maker was clear back, and you probably remember the name of Dak, D-A-K?
Absolutely. That stood for Drew Allen Kaplan. That was a guy's name. Mm-hmm. And he formed his company, a catalog company called D-A-K. Yep. Please continue. We got about 10 seconds before the break.
Well, I got my first bread maker. I think it was 1991. And so I'll finish after that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Drew Allen Kaplan's company, I believe, was back in the 70s when I was at the university. Kathy and I'll be right back. We're going to teach you about coffee and making bread.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99-1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230 to 199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed is 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The halftime show at Super Bowl 55 will feature The Weeknd. Lead singer Abel Tesfaye promises the show will be family-friendly. He also says the show will be presented throughout the stadium, including the pirate ship.
Due to the COVID and for the safety of the players and the workers, we kind of built the stage within the stadium. We're also using the field as well, but we wanted to kind of do something that we've never done before. And, yeah, so we built the stage in the stadium, but I'm not going to tell you anything else, because you'd have to watch on Sunday.
Abel tells reporters his favorite halftime show from years gone by.
I don't know what technically the greatest is, but my favorite is definitely Diana Ross, 1996. She's just so glamorous, and the show just makes me smile, and she has a great exit with the helicopter. She lands in the middle of the field, grabs onto it, and flies out into the clouds. It's like, I wish I could have done that. I wish I thought of it, to be honest.
The Super Bowl is Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern is kickoff time on CBS. Former President Trump has resigned from the Screen Actors Guild after the board voted that his actions prior to the Capitol riot violated their guidelines. In a letter, President Trump wrote to SAG-AFTRA President Gabriel Carteris, in a letter, "I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares?" End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take? My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're going to talk about making your own bread. Kathy?
Yeah, Vince, back in 1991, I believe, my husband got that catalog, and he surprised me. And back then, it was a circular bread maker. It had a glass dome on it. And it was expensive. I think it was $250 or something, which was a lot of money for us back then. But with four kids, he said, well, if you make bread every couple of days, it'll pay for itself in probably easily a year. So I had that for probably 10 years, and then it just died. He took it apart, and we couldn't get the part for it, and it just wouldn't bake. I think it was the heating element, and he chucked. So we got rid of it, and I got a different one. But that was my first introduction to it, and that was really the best one that I had. Now, none of the other ones I had were real expensive. I had a well-built, and I think I had a T-fall. Right now, I have another well-built, and that one's doing well. That makes pretty well. I know yours. I think you had that. I'm not sure of the pronunciation, Vince, of the type that you have.
We have a couple. Lou Cassidy gave us one that he found at a flea market or something like that. Lou Cassidy, the instructor. And we also have a Zozarucci, begins with the letter Z. It's made in Japan, and it's a completely automatic, mm-hmm. and we use them both. So one makes a vertical loaf, one makes a horizontal loaf. The Zozarucci heats the water, and all you do is you put the ingredients in it, and you press like one of the buttons to, you know, the darkness level that you want. And 2 hours and 34 minutes later, it's done. That's the Zozarucci. The other one, the vertical loaf, you heat the water first, put the ingredients in it, and it's automatic from there. So they're both outstanding. So the point is, well, Kathy, you use the term pay for itself. That's break even. That's the break even point. So if you mm-hmm. end up getting one of these used for $15 at a thrift store, the break even point is just like a couple weeks. And with making bread. So please continue.
Well, I guess one of the things that I would say is if you have one, you need to work with it. Sometimes it depends on the bread maker and it depends on the recipes. I've had one bread maker, I can use the recipe and it comes out nice. And then I use the same recipe in another bread maker and it doesn't come out as nice, or it falls, or it's too dense. So I have a recipe card or recipe book. I have a couple of them. I got them long, long time ago at Sam's. They were called the Bread Machine Cookbook. And the lady's name was Donna Rathmel German, as like the country Germany. But it's just German. So I got the first one, and then I've got the fifth one. And those have all different kinds. They have sweet bread, raisin bread, whole wheat. And you can add all different kind of ingredients, but what I do, and if I'm trying one, I follow it exactly when I first put all the ingredients in, and then I assess it, and if there's something wrong with it, then I start tweaking the recipe. I either write it in pencil or I use a post-it note if I make any changes. But if you have your bread machine, they have a Teflon pan. And just make sure you don't use anything in it. Just use a washcloth and some mild soap. Don't use any scratching brushes or like Scotch-Brite pads or anything like that, because you don't want to damage that. Your bread won't come out. It's got a little paddle in the bottom, and if you spray that with oil, it comes out. If you just twist it back and forth, it comes out. And if you spray it with oil, then it comes out easily. Now, my thought was, on a lot of mine, they said don't submerge them. So I never submerge them in the hot soapy water. I just pour a little soap in there. When I'm done, I rinse it out and dry it and let the, you know, spray the paddle with oil again and put it back in the pan. But so that's just a caution so you don't ruin your pan. But what I do is, like Vince says, to heat the water. Some say you don't have to. But I just use my filtered water we have a reverse osmosis, so I use that. And I just warm it up a little bit in my tea kettle, which is just, I only have water in there. So I just warm it up so it's lukewarm, not hot. If it's hot, the yeast, it probably won't raise well because you might kill the yeast. So I just warm it up to lukewarm water, and I measure everything as exact as I can get it. I've seen some videos that people just use like a regular tablespoon out of the drawer and they pour it in there. I don't do that. I use a tablespoon and I have a little, like a little spatula that you just scrape it off so everything is level and exact. And I find it comes out better. But I put, typically your recipe will say, it'll either say put the water in first and then go up and then your liquid ingredients go first, and then you put your salt and sugar, butter, whatever, and then your flour, and then you put the yeast on the top. You don't want the yeast to be with the water initially. You want to make sure those are separate. So follow the instructions on your bread making book, but typically it's the water and the liquid ingredients and then the whatever seasonings, whether it's the salt or sugar, then your flour, and then your yeast. And then you just push your button whatever you want, whether you want, you got to look at the size of the loaf. So let's say it's a 1.5 pound loaf and you hit that size. Now I stand and watch it for the first couple minutes. I let it start kneading. And then, because it's going to take a while, it'll probably take 3, 4, 5 minutes before you really get a good feel of it. If it looks like it's really banging around in your bread maker, where it's like, sounds like it's knocking, you don't have enough liquid. So I'll take like maybe a teaspoon at a time. If it's really dry, then I'll just do a tablespoon, and then I keep a record of it. If it's too sloppy, where it's not even forming a ball, then you don't have enough flour. Then I'll add a tablespoon at a time. I'll add a tablespoon, I'll wait a minute. And I just have like a rubber spatula that I very carefully push it down, and I kind of watch it. Once it gets to kneading, probably after the first 6-7 minutes, then you have a pretty good idea whether your dough is forming in a ball. And the best, the way to explain it when you're looking at it, it should be a smooth, like a non-sticky, non-crumbly ball of dough when it's kneading. If it's too crumbly or it's too sticky, then you have to adjust it with the flour and the water. And then I just kind of play with the recipe. If it doesn't come out, then a lot of the recipe books, and you can even find them online, they have like a little problem-solving section. It will say bread didn't raise too high, bread rose and then collapsed. So sometimes it's too much sugar. It's not enough salt. So it's more of a thing of just experimenting. And I, even to this day, to be honest, I'll have recipes that I used before and they just don't come out. I think sometimes it just has something to do with the humidity of the house or where you put your bread maker. I try to put it in a corner where there's not a lot of activity, not a lot of doors opening and closing. So that's just kind of like a primer. But one of the things I learned really not too long ago was when you have your flour in your container, just stir it a little bit with a spoon and then scoop it in your measuring cup. Because if you just take your measuring cup and dip it in there, then the flour is so heavy that it doesn't get any air in the flour, and that makes your bread too dense. So you just want to take like a any kind of a spoon, wooden spoon, and just then when you scoop it in your measuring cup, do it like a couple tablespoons at a time. Just don't go in there and just scoop it like you would if you were scooping out grain or something. And then you want to level it off. And so if you just kind of like take your time and line everything up on your counter, and I try to have like my things at room temperature, even if I have to put an egg in there, I'll put it in a little dish of warm water with the shell on for a few minutes and take some of the chill off. And then I put all my ingredients in the order that is received, you know, that they say. So I think that sometimes too, if you have time and you want to put all your ingredients in the pan, let it set there for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I find it raises better. It kind of gives the ingredients a chance to sort of just maybe like just settle down. If I'm in a hurry, I just go ahead and push the button. But that's just some of the tips that I can give you. I kind of have pages of them because I've been making it for probably 30, 35 years now. But just don't be afraid to try it. And the other thing, too, is you can use your yeast. I buy the big packages of yeast. They're 1 pound packages at Sam's. You can get them online now. And then I keep a small one in the refrigerator, and then the basement, I put it in the best airtight container that I have. And I've never had it fail that way. It just lasts, and you're not spending a ton of money on yeast. So that really keeps the cost down. I don't think I spend more than 50 cents a loaf. And that's if I maybe add raisins or chopped up nuts or something like that. It might increase the cost a little bit. I don't know about you, Vince. What does your cost come out to?
Well, I was trying to figure that out, and I asked Mrs. Finelli. We buy the 25-pound bag of flour at Sam's Club. It's about $7 and change. I'm thinking that a loaf of bread is somewhere around 25 cents, just for a plain loaf French mm-hmm. recipe. And what we do is we put it in, and we bought a roll of those bags, actually a couple rolls of those bags that they have at the fresh produce section of supermarkets. They're in a roll in thin plastic bags. So we bought a couple of rolls, so we have them. And we take the bread, once it cools off after it's out of the machine, it's done baking, we put it in that bag so it doesn't get real hard and quickly, because it will. And so that's how we store it. And if we don't finish it before it gets hard, we slice off with a serrated knife, slices, and then cut them into like domino-sized cubes for the dogs, and we tell the dogs they're biscuits. So there's nothing goes to waste. We buy the same yeast that you do, $5, $4.98 for 32 ounces, 2 pounds, at Sam's. It works great. It stores a long time. And we use very simple bread recipes. So it's a great way to go. I believe you'll be cutting the cost of making bread down to 1/8 of what you would spend if you went to the supermarket and bought bread. Do you think that's about right, Kathy, for just a plain loaf of bread?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you buy everything in bulk, your flour, mm-hmm. You don't use too much sugar, but the flour and the yeast is probably the two things that you can buy in bulk the most. And you really do. There's so much variety that you can have. I've got a wonderful rye bread recipe. Vince, I can explain it more when we get back, but I found something online that I ordered, and it's a clear plastic box that you can put your bread in, and people are really speaking highly of it. So I'll talk more about it when we get back.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some time to talk about coffee and how you can drive your coffee down to almost nothing in terms of cost. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about bread. Kathy, please continue.
Okay, the container that I was talking about is called Prep Works by Progressive Bread Pro Keeper. And it just looks like a plastic box that's about the shape of a loaf of bread, and it's got two small holes on the end of it. Now, people online I was reading said they really like it. It keeps their bread machine bread moister. I don't know. I have always just done like you, Vince. I always have just sealed it in plastic and tried to get as much of the air out as I can. And if I can't use it right away, then I'll freeze it. But I'll even double bag it. I'll use a plastic bag and get as much air out and then twist it off with a twisty tie. And then I'll put it in like a Ziploc freezer bag. And that keeps pretty well that way. I wanted to mention a couple things. One lady, she had a Ziploc bag, and she took a straw and left a little opening, and then she just drew the air out with the straw, and she really did get a lot of the air out. So she said that helped her keep the bread fresh in the cupboard or in the freezer. Another thing, if you're going to make wheat bread, if you use 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, that helps to keep it fresher, and it seems to help the wheat bread rise better. The other one I haven't tried, I forgot about it, but they say to keep it moist, you can take 1 to 2 tablespoons of oat flour or just take oatmeal and grind it up like in a small coffee grinder. And that's supposed to help it. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm actually going to try it today when we get off the air. I want to see how that works. The couple things, if you have a bread maker, you can use it for other things. It has a dough selection on it. So you can use it to make your own pizza crust or your own rolls. But sometimes maybe you want to make a loaf of French bread, or maybe it doesn't bake right. So you can just always just use the dough selection, take it out, and let it raise and bake it yourself. Just put it in your own pan. Now, my husband and I, we make Polish coffee cakes every Easter and every Christmas. So one of the things that we do when we want to raise them is we take a long electric heating pad, we plug it in, put it down low on the counter, we put like a terry cloth towel down, and we line up all the coffee cakes in the pans. And we I found a Rubbermaid container that's about 12 inches high, and it's pretty long. It's about 30, maybe 6 inches long. And we line them all up, and we let them raise. That way I can watch it. But you don't have to get that big of one, because we make like 7 or 8 at a time. But you can just use like a big plastic shoebox or something so you can keep the heat in and keep an eye on it, and then you can just bake them. So that way, if you still want to make your own bread and for some reason your bread machine is not baking right or is not heating, you can still utilize it just for the ability for it to knead. So I have done that with just taking them out. I just would rather just have like the horizontal loaf.
Okay, we use lemon juice, and I'm going to experiment with the oatmeal, too. Do we have a couple minutes to talk about coffee? Maybe. Can we move into coffee?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
You know, Vince, you go ahead with what you know, and then if I have anything to add, I'll chime in.
Okay, I'll go really quickly. So, class,
okay.
The average cup of coffee at Starbucks is about $2. And you can make your own coffee for about 5 cents a cup at home. We bought about 8 years ago a coffee maker made by Black & Decker. It was at the Chinese factory outlet. It was about $15. Still going strong. It's a basic one. It's a 12-cup model glass carafe. And we're careful with it, so we haven't broken the carafe, and it just works. We clean it with white vinegar and run it through. As you can look that up on the Internet. And it works really, really well. So if you buy coffee in the large, you know, roughly 50-ounce size, you'll end up with a can of it. Sam's Club coffee is fine with us. And by the time you're all done with the electricity, the coffee, the one drop of soap to clean out the reusable filter, the gold-toned stainless steel filter, you're at about 5 cents a cup. So it seems to me to be crazy to not do that. And then you can control what goes into your coffee. You can control the water. You can control the kind of coffee. So I have in front of me the Gold Tone basket. It's called Gold Tone. You can get them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get them online. They're about $5 or $6. They're guaranteed for 5 years, and you reuse them. And because it's not paper, you don't have the chemicals that are used to bleach the paper. So you avoid those toxins. And it's a great, great way to go. But make sure you rinse the coffee basket and the reusable filter very well. Kathy, very quickly, we're almost out of time. Any comments?
Yeah, Vince, and make sure that you clean your machine with the vinegar and you, like, whatever they tell you. We've got a bun and we have to run that. There's like a rod that works up in there and it gets rid of all the lines. Yep. And use cold filtered water, too.
Yes. Do not use hot water in a coffee maker because it has the anode rods from the hot water heater in it. You'll be poisoning yourself if you do. Kathy, so thanks so much. We'll have to do this again.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.